Okay, we're learning Mesechtas Brachas, Daf Mem Tesem Abayis. We're beginning the last words of Mem Tesem Aleph. We're in the middle of learning about if you forget Ritzei, if you forget Yav Yavoy, you have a special bracha you can insert. So let's see the Gemara. Gidlo Bram Yoyim Yav Koyi Kamei Rav Nachman. Gidlo Yoyim in front of Rav Nachman. Ta, Rav Nachman forgot Ritzei. For Hodla Reisha, went back to the beginning of Birchas Hamazon. He repeated Birchas Hamazon. I'm like, my time over, Mahalchi. Why did you do that? If you make a mistake, if you get Ritzei, you go back to the beginning. So he asked him, if you make a mistake, you say the bracha, baruch shenosan. So what's the problem? Didn't we learn on that? It's only time you can have a right to say baruch shenosan if you're between Bnei Yerushalayim and beginning of Bracha Atayv Meitiv. Once you start the Bracha Atayv Meitiv, then it's too late. Because then you have to repeat the Shema Yisrael. Apostle Atayv Meitiv, where you start Atayv Meitiv, Chayzer L'Rosh. You go back to the beginning. So it's only if you remember before you say Atayv Meitiv. Once you say Atayv Meitiv, then you cannot say the Bracha of Baruch, Shenosan, Shabbos, and Semenucha.
If not for this special Bracha, wouldn't you just say Ritzei? Oh, just like everywhere else.
Right. So most possible you cannot say Ritzei at that time. They belong there. Yeah, they belong Saka Dafka in the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim, but not here.
What's considered starting
Tevimet? You say the words of Tevimet.
Baruch?
No. It's only continuing with Shnos Shavasos. Continuing Shnos Shavasos.
It's not considered
pure when you say that. Amram. They talk about Yosha. They always say they talk about it. If you can say it there, most people they cannot say it. Amram Idi Ba'Avon Amram.
Why they have to start?
Someone who made a mistake and forgot Rosh Chodesh by davening, machzir moise. You repeat Shemoneh Esrei. By Birchas Hamazon, ain't machzir moise. By Birchas Hamazon, you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Amalei, Rav Avin, Rav Avin, benching. You don't repeat benching. Amalei, Rav Avin, Rav Amra, Maishta Tefila, Maishta Birchas Hamazon. Why is Tefila you have to repeat if you're Avin and Birchas Hamazon not? Amalei, Avadi Kashli, also swear to me. When Amalei made the Rashbul, Lashmila, I didn't hear Pshat from Shmuel, but I'll tell you Pshat. Anach say Anan. Tvila the Chayvi, that you have to say it. Machzir noise. If you get Yav Yav, you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. Berichas Bezoyin, about benching, the boy Achal by Achal, you don't have to eat a Suda. Since you don't have to eat a Suda, a Machzir noise. You don't have to repeat benching. El Miyatish, Vashi Yom Tevin, Loi Sagi, Loi Achal, Hachin Nambi, Di Toi, Hadar. So it means Shabbos Yom Tov that you have to eat a Suda. There you have to repeat benching. I'm like, yeah. You have to go back to benching. You go back to the beginning of benching. Now, Tosfos speaks out that I now have fast on Rosh Chodesh. So you can't, you have to eat on Rosh Chodesh. He says, yeah, you have to eat, but you don't have to eat pas. Mashiach and Shabbos Yom Tov, you have to eat pas. Then Tosis, later on Tosis handles Suda Shlishis of Shabbos. Ha'im Mesupik Ri, the Shema Yiboyle Ochel, Amina Targima, so maybe you don't have to repeat benching. Maybe only the first two things. But Shal Shudas, if you get Ritzei, you have to repeat benching by Ritzei, if you get Ritzei by Shal Shudas, how do we paskin? You have to repeat, that is, you don't have to repeat benching Shal Shudas, so we paskin, because Mechlekes and Tosis, this is a good Svara, because maybe you keep Mene Targima. And Maisa, you know, most people, legalik doesn't forget the Ritzei ever, so it's not legay. But if you ever get Ritzei by Shal Shudas, then
the difference is before Shkia after Shkia.
It makes a difference. You know, because the reward is, you never have the three Shudas a pass, according to Tosis. He's saying, you keep Mizonis.
The Maisa,
I
decided to wash
it
4 times.
Zichadon. Zichadon. He says, Zichadon, he speaks that out, God. That's very good. It's a good question. It's bottom, I tell you what. He says, Mium, Ocha Suda Revi is a Shachar Shabbos, Loi Had the Reisha Vashor. The Bad Boy Ocha. What? You could say it, you don't have to. Right, yeah. Al Michio, what would you say? No. No, you don't have to do that. What?
Doesn't have to go back.
There's a whole stipler about that. There are big kiddush going on by the Shabbos day, so you don't have to repeat over because it's very Shabbos Shudas work. So that's a good try. That's Shabbos Shudas. But what? Yeah, we have the same thing. Yom Tov also. You don't have to repeat 3 Shudas in Yom Tov either. You don't have to repeat only 2 Shudas on Yom Tov. You have to repeat a bench of Yom Tov if you get it. And the Mogen Rambam says that why Shabbos Shudas is part of the Sofik Brachas Hakel. By Ravi, that's possible.
You need a Suda night, then you have 2 Suda.
Yeah. It's the first 2 Suda. Yeah, third Suda, yeah. So, the Gemara, right? Ad kama mezamnim. Ad kama mezamnim. Said in our Mishnah, how much you have to eat to make zimun. And we Rashi learned the bench, how much you have to eat. It's both things, like Tosafot speaks out here. How much you have to eat to make a zimun and to bench. So what does it say in our Mishnah? It says, v'chokes Rameyer Rav Yehuda. Rameyer says that a kebeya. Rav Yehuda says kezayis. It means Rav Yehuda says kezayis, Rameyer says kebeya. L'meyer Rameyer choshev like kezayis, Rav Yehuda kebeya. It's even here that Rameyer says, let's see if I read the Mishnah right over here. At kama zamnim at kezayis. Rav Yehuda am kebeya. I said it wrong. Rameyer says kezayis, Rav Yehuda says kebeya. Rameyer says kezayis, Rameyer choshev like kezayis, Rav Yehuda kebeya. We learned the opposite. The halacha is that basa kodesh that you can't eat anymore. Let's call it a kalim. You missed the zman or you brought it out of your shlaim. You have to burn it. So here he left your shlaim. He realized he has basa kodesh. Now he really has to go back to your shlaim to burn it. So im over tzayfim, if he passed by the area called tzayfim, which means where you can see the Yishlayim from there, so far, you're not mechuyev to go back, you burn it right there where you are. And Tosafot Rosh explains, because only there are banan, they have to bring it back to Yishlayim to burn. Therefore, if it's a big tircha, we allow you to burn it in its place. But if you're close enough, you have to go back. Chayiv v'sarf from Abira, you go back to the Harbayis, and you could burn it, ma'atzeh ha'maracha even. But you can burn it anywhere in Yishlayim, really. Ad kama in chayizrim, how much Basa Kodesh, you have, the Mechuyiv to go back. Rameo Imer Zevzak Kabeya, by Kabeya. Rameo Imer Zevzak Kazayis, both by Kazayis, because there's another case in that Mishnah, also, a Chametz also. If someone left to Shechet Pesach, and he remembers he has Chametz, so he has to go back to burn it, or he could just be Mevatel it. It's the same Shaila. Depends how far he is. Because that day you have to burn it, and when Mokim Bittel is only there at bottom, therefore it depends how far you are, and it's how much is Shear. So Rameo says Kabeya, Rameo Kazayis, is theory to our Mishnah. We switch around the Shita. Now, which way? Which one do you switch around? So the Tosfos here, in middle Tosfos Rebbe, that switches out, says that Rabbi Yehuda holds Kezayis, and our Mishnah, Arameo will hold Kebeya. That's how we switch it. We switch our Mishnah. And Tamar Shah says he has no idea where you got that from, which one you switch. But either way, you switch one of them. And the Tosfos says we switch our Mishnah. That's one Teretz. Don't switch any Mishnah. Here it's B'chagis B'psukim. Rameh Esav Avachalta Zu Achila V'Zavata Zu Shtia. V'Achalta Zu Shtia, you have to eat. Zavata Zu Shtia, you have to drink. In order to bench, you have to drink, according to this drasha. And the array in passing is like that. In order to bench Midrash, you have to drink. It's brought down on a Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. So V'Achalta Zu Achila V'Zavata Zu Shtia, I think it's in Kuf Tzadik Dalet, the Ramah brought down. And we know every time it says v'chalta, achila is kezayis. That's how you know you have to bench for kezayis. So that's why the machlekes is here, who holds kebeya because of the pasuk of svia. And Ramei holds kezayis because of v'chalta. And there, it's different machlekes. It's not svar pligi. Ramei is of a chazarasa. Going back is totally b'tumasai, ketumasai. Only works by kebeya. Also returning back to Yerushalayim is kebeya. We just saw a chazar kezisur like the iser. My iser bekezayis, like the iser to eat something is bekezayis. Chazarasa kezayis. He's saying it's chalakas in svara over there, but by benching it's chalakas in psukim. So it's maswam here that doesn't derise. You have to bench by kezayis or by kebeya. Phrase of Taisvis, anyone the ganz klai is learning brachas with that brand since with that yom. Yichacham abeis the Gemara says that why is Hashem Yisa upon the client, so because they do three mishuras a din, they even bench on a kezayis, even bench on a kebeya, because midrash you need tzviya. The Gemara not like that right here. Tosfos says the kasha. Tosfos says enchanim these pesukim only a smach the ba'alma, but really midrash you need tzviya. But the Rashi says smach leikus, it's a leikus hasugis. This that Gemara is going to Rabbi Yochanan and says mechulefes hashita, who holds the taka, it's only the rabbanon. But our second Gemara here holds it's the Raisa. That's how the Rajba answers the question. So it's a big shaila. If midrash you have to bench on a kebeya kezayis, but we paskin usually that's only midrabanon on a kezayis v'kebeya. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, back to Zimun. We took a break. We're benching, but now we're going back to Zimun. Keitzad mezamnim. How do you do Zimun? What's the lashon of the Zimun that you say? B'shloisha oima nevorich. The mezamin says nevorich shacham. So let us all bench because I'm included. Nevorich, all three. But it's you, three people and one, I'm a baruch hu. You say, baruch hu shacham shalei. Everyone bench, because there's three people sides for him, so you can say baruch hu. Same thing by Asara. By Asara, I'm a nevarech elikenu. because he's part of the Asara. Ba'asara v'hu, but it's 11 people, so Eimer Baruch Hu, he tells you guys Baruch Hu. And the lotion of Baruch Elokeinu Shelchamash Loi is Sai Ba'echad Asara v'echad Asara Riboy. Sai by 10 people or 10,000 people, it's the same lotion. Then the Mishnah says, no, it's different lotions. B'meyo hu Eimer Nevaruch Hashem Elokeinu, B'meyo v'hu Eimer Baruch Hu. So here it changes already. It says Hashem Elokeinu. That's by 100. It changes to Hashem Elokeinu. Ba'elef v'oim v'nevarach l'Hashem Elokeinu l'kei Yisrael. We added it on l'kei Yisrael. Ba'elef v'hu v'oim v'baruch hu. You say baruch hu. Always when it's an extra person more than the group, you say baruch hu. But we're saying here, the Gemara's going to ask that. It's a stira. First we said it's the same lashon 10 and 10,000. Now we're saying, no, it changes. Ba'elef v'hu v'oim v'nevarach Hashem Elokeinu. Ba'elef you say baruch Hashem Elokeinu l'kei Yisrael. And beribui by 10,000. Omer avarach l'Hashem alakenu l'kei Yisrael l'kei tzvakos yoyishev akruvim alamazin shalchalnu. And beribui v'hu omer baruchu. Keinyan shum avarach kacha na'achrav. However, you ask them to bench, that's what they answer. Also, baruch Hashem alakenu l'kei Yisrael l'kei tzvakos yoyishev akruvim alamazin shalchalnu. But basically, the Omer, if you roi v'akol him avarachim, and the Gemara says later on that the Tana we just learned this basically. That was the Tana we just read was really basically it should say kilu like shir basically Omer if you roi v'akol him avarchim depends how many people that's the bracha shenema makhelu is baruch lekim with a gathering you praise Hashem from Mekar Yisrael baruch lekim Mekar Yisrael I'm Rav Akiva. So Rav Akiva is one who's the Tanakam really. He says, why do you change every time? I'm at Sin Brisa Knesses. Echem Ru Mechem Utma, Baruch Hu Hashem. When you say Baruch Hu Hashem, same exact lashon, say if you have 10 or 10,000 people in a shul. So why should Benjamin be any different? Once you mention Baruch Hu, Rav Yishmael, the lashon is like this. Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavayroch. That's what you say. Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavayroch. That's how you make the bracha before, by davening and before laying. Dr. Maravaita. Omar Shmuel. So now, our Mishnah said, sounds like that when you have three people, you say Nevarach. When you have four people, you say Baruch Hu. And if you say Baruch Hu, you might see yourself in the cloud. He's saying, you guys Baruch Hu. You know, I'm not part of that, Baruch Hu. Omar Shmuel, Olam al Yitzi Odom is Asim in a cloud. Don't be might see yourself in a cloud. And you should say Nevarach. Always say Nevarach. Don't say Baruch Hu. So tomorrow, now we looked at our Mishnah, but Shleish Hu, I'm Baruch Hu. Sounds like it's better to say Baruch Hu. And Tai speaks out, because Baruch Hu maybe is odd, of course. It's Sivui. Nevarach is only in the Tiles or Shos. So it's asking for a shos. It's a tzivu. You should better say baruch hu. Sounds like our mishnah. Better say baruch hu. Tomorrow, no. Ema af baruch hu. You could also say baruch hu. Our mishnah means mekamo gan nevarach adav. But still, nevarach has a maila. It's the same. Baruch adav. Taisa says adav doesn't mean it's better. It means it's equal. And since it's equal, it's better to not be mighty yourself in the cloud. And a raya. Domar av adav bahava amri be rav tanina. We learned in the mishnah. Following mishnah coming up. That shisha nechlokim adasara. If you have six people, you can split up in two groups. Why? Because no mile over six over three, so you can split them in two groups. Now, iamis b'shlom nevarich adav. If you can say nevarich mishum halkin nechlokim, that's why you split in two groups. Eli amis baruch hu adav. If baruch hu is better, am I nechlokim? If you have six people, you can say baruch hu. If you have three and three, you have to say nevarich both. So you see that nevarich is just as good. El shma lash mai no nevarich adav shma mi no. See nevarich is just as good. Tainami halchi. Tackling the brayes like that, bein shama baruch hu, bein shama nevarech, ain't toivsim noisel alkach. You don't say anything to him either way; it's good. Vanakdonim toivsim oisoy alkach. But the bedaktkim, you should tell him no, don't do that. Only might see yourself in the klal, and you should say nevarech. Even though both are equal, it's better to say nevarech.